This Tuesday, voters in San Francisco will go to the polls to elect a new mayor. The winner will have big shoes to fill. The incumbent, Willie Brown, has been a dominant force in California politics for more than three decades. From the State House in Sacramento, where he served as Assembly Speaker, to City Hall, Willie Brown has wielded power, punished enemies, and rubbed elbows with the rich and famous. Term limits prevent a run for re-election this year. From member station KQED, Scott Schaefer reports on Willie Brown's legacy.
Mayor is a title Willie Brown never really wanted. In the state legislature, he called himself the Ayatollah of the Assembly, and he was all-powerful. Brown spent more than 14 years as Assembly Speaker, surviving attempted coups by conservative Democrats, even managing to keep his job when Republicans briefly won a majority. In his final State of the City address earlier this year, Brown admitted that when term limits forced him to leave the legislature, he was reluctant to return home and run for mayor of San Francisco.
I absolutely abhor the idea that I would have to fix a pothole, or I would have to try to settle a dispute between dog walkers, dog owners, and soccer moms. Nothing of that nature ever interests me.
But he won easily, becoming the city's first African-American mayor, and he quickly set about changing San Francisco's political and physical landscape. Brown won voter approval for a downtown baseball park and pushed development along the city's waterfront. In his office recently, Brown insisted that mayors are remembered for one thing.
Bricks and mortar, because that's the only thing in this business that ultimately outlives your critics.
Brown's building spree was fueled by the internet boom, and it was very controversial. It also came at a cost, as rising rents pushed out low and middle-income renters. At the Mission Neighborhood Center recently, young Latino children participated in a preschool program. Upstairs in his office, Executive Director Sam Ruiz, a longtime supporter of Willie Brown, says the mayor could have done more to soften the impact the dot-com boom had on poor families.
Someone like him could have impacted the situation, the unfortunate crises that people of color were confronting, and yet he felt best to enrich the city coffers versus provide some sense of relief or security to low-income families.
Other critics charge that Brown failed to tackle the city's intractable homeless problem, and many complain about what they see as Willie Brown's wheeler-dealer style, a tendency to cut deals that benefit political friends with lucrative city contracts. Jim Chappell, president of a local public policy think tank, says Brown is leaving a legacy of distrust toward local government.
I think it is absolutely true that there has been more political influence in who gets contracts in the last 8 years than we've seen in decades. It's reprehensible and needs to change.
Brown's administration has survived FBI investigations and charges of corruption in city departments, charges the mayor emphatically denies.
The allegations about corruption with reference to my administration are inaccurate, unfair, not provable, and frankly, beyond any opportunity for other than to taint my administration.
But even his critics concede that Willie Brown has style. His razor-sharp sense of humor and a penchant for Brioni suits, attractive women, and glitzy parties brought the city a kind of polish and panache that won international attention.
Hi, how are you?
All right. Let me shop around a minute.
You want to shop around a little bit?
Yeah,
you bring lots of money today?
At a San Francisco hat shop, owner Ruth Garland Dusen, a longtime friend of Brown's, says the mayor's taste in clothes is a lot like his politics. Colorful.
He wears green, light blue. Oh no, he wears color, and it looks good in it.
The mayor is such a good customer here that Dusen even designed a hat in his honor, the Willie Brim.
Everybody want to be like Willie Brown. I mean, there'll never be another Willie Brown in this city once he's gone.
And that is something Willie Brown's friends and critics can probably agree on. For NPR News, I'm Scott Schaefer in San Francisco.